Okay, the boyside, today's daf is daf Ayin Ches. We're holding the second line from the top of Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Second line from the top, where the Gemara begins, name Masis and the like, Rabbi Yossi. You'll recall, the boyside, that we had a Mishnah all the way in the back of Ayin Vav Amid Beis, where the Mishnah said that there are five different Karbonos Tzibur that we bring B'tumah. What are the five? Three of them are mincha-based, and two others are regular korbanos. We had the mincha su'oimer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, first day Chol HaMoed. Shtei alechem, which is brought on Shavuos. We have the lechem aponim, which is brought every single Shabbos, where makdir the Rabbeinah. You have the zivchei shalmi tzibur, which are also on Shavuos, and tzir rosh chadashim. All five of those are brought if Chas v'Sholom Klal Yisrael Rubam Kikulam or Kehanim Rubam Kikulam happen to be Tameim, the halacha is that you go and bring these karbonis betuma, but you're not allowed to eat from them. Ein necholim betuma. And then the Mishnah said, however, Pesach, since one of the major criteria of Pesach is the inyan of achila ishlefi achlai, therefore you bring it betuma, it's nechol betuma. Yesterday we went at great length discussing the fact that the Mishnah L'chayra doesn't stimulate Rabbi Yehoshua, and after three or four different attempts to reconcile Rabbi Yehoshua with the Mishnah, finally the Gemara was successful at the very top of the Amid, where the Gemara said, Kan b'yochid, kan b'tzibur, and Rashi explained, the way Tosis explains the Rashi, that in fact Rabbi Yehoshua holds Tumah Hutra b'tzibur. Once you say Tumah Hutra b'tzibur, then there's no problem, because it's as if everything is regular heter. And therefore you can bring it, you have no problems, you don't have to worry about a tzitz being maratza, Tumah Hutra b'tzibur. The one exception to the Tumah Hutra b'tzibur is, you can't eat from the carbon. But since other than carbon Pesach, it's not ma'akiv anyway, okay. So you don't eat, but it's a kosher carbon, everything is fine, Tumah Hutra b'tzibur. But now we're going to ask whether the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yossi. Name Masis and the like Rabbi Yossi, the Mishnah cannot stim like Rabbi Yossi, the Sani Willem, the Nebrais, Rabbi Lezer, Oimer, Hatzitz Meratze al Achilois, Rabbi Yossi, Oimer, and Hatzitz Meratze al Achilois. So we discussed this already yesterday, we had this Braisa back on Ayin Zayin Omid Aleph, and this has to do with what happens if a korban unfortunately becomes tameh? Now we're not talking about a korban tzibur, a regular, ordinary korban that's brought by Yankel Smith, unfortunately became tameh because it touched an avela, dead sheretz, etc. Okay, so now lichatchila, don't do the zrikas adam because the korban is tameh. However, what happens if you did it already? So now we have the benefit of the tzitz. And the tzitz is maratza b'dieved on achilois. No, it means al achilois. Every carbon has at least two parts to it. Most carbonists have three parts. One part is the dam that you do for the zrikas adam on the mizbeach. Then you have the part which you eat. And then you have the part which is the aymerin on the mizbeach. Three parts. Let's only talk about the two parts. Put the aymerin to the side. We're going to talk about the tzitz. Then we're going to talk about the dam, and we're going to talk about the basar. So the Blazer says, the tzitz is maratza not only on the dam, meaning that kuli alma moida, that if the dam became tamei, and you have the benefit of the tzitz is maratza, it's a kosher carbon. If you did the zrikas adam, it's kosher, it's fine. On the other hand, what happens if it's not the dam that became tamei, it's the flesh, it's the basar that's supposed to be eaten, if that becomes tameh? Oh, that's already a machloikis where the tzitz is maratza. Now, we don't mean that the tzitz is maratza that you are able to eat from that portion of the carbon that's to be eaten. What you just mean to say is that it removes other obstacles or other hurdles that normally you would have by the fact that this carbon happens to be tameh. What obstacles, what hurdles? The Gemara is going to address that in another moment. But in the meantime, we have Machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yossi. Reb Lezer says that tzitz is maratza al achilos. Reb Yossi holds ein hatzitz maratza al achilos. Says Gemara kasol kedaitach. In the Havamina, we assumed midakam Reb Yossi ein hatzitz maratza al achilos. Since he holds it, since it's not maratza, he probably holds Rabbi Yeshua's very late. The Omer be'inan tarti. Who's Rabbi Yeshua? That's Rabbi Shua of yesterday. Rabbi Shua said, "Im ein dam, ein basar. Im ein basar, ein dam." You need both the dam and the basar to be perfect, so to speak. And if they are, then you have no problem. Lemoshel, what happens if your basar got lost? Your basar got burned, or in our Gemara, the basar got tamei. You want to go into the zrikas hadam. So we had that machlokes yesterday between Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua, and Reb Lezer says the ikar is if there's dam. I don't really care about the basar. Dam afal pisha ein basar. So even if you cannot locate the basar, even if the basar became tamei, became sore, if it becomes ovid, it makes no difference. You could still do the zrikas hadam. But Reb Yishua said, no. You have to have that basar. Because it says in the pasuk, v'yosisa oileisecha ha-basar v'hadam, you have to have the basar when you're doing the zrika sadam. You have to have the dam for the basar. You have to have both. So now the assumption was that Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yishua. Why was there that assumption? Because since Reb Yishua says, I need both, and since Reb Yosi says, Ein hatzitz meratze al achilois. That's why, according to Bishua, you cannot bring a carbon where the basar became tamei, because I need the basar. Im ein basar ein dam. And the tzitz is not meratze on the basar, it's only meratze on dam. So I don't have basar. If I don't have basar, I can't do zrika sadam. So l'chay Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yishua fit hand in hand. So tomorrow, name mahashta masis in the lake Reb Yosi. L'chayr, the Mishnah cannot go according to Reb Yosi, because our Mishnah says very clearly that even though you cannot eat the basar, or you cannot eat the shirayim of the three menachos, why? Because all of them happen to be tamei, you could still bring the carbon. How can you bring the carbon? Didn't we just say according to Reb Yosi, Eina titz merata ala chilois? And Reb Yosi holds like Reb Yishua. The Reb Yishua holds you need tarti. You need not only the matir, you need the nitar. It's not only the dam, you need the basar. Not only the kemitza, you need the shirayim. And the titz is not merata on the basar shirayim. So I'm stuck, and therefore the choyer, the Mishnah, cannot go according to Reb Yosi. So basically the Gemara is starting off very similarly to the way we started off yesterday when we said that the Mishnah L'chayri cannot go according to Reb Yishua. And for the more light, you have no right. It could very well be that Reb Yosi could have blessed this virile. The Omer Dam Afal Pisha Ein Basar. He holds like Reb Yosi, even if there's no basar, if it got lost, or it got stolen, it got burned, it got tamei, it makes no difference. You can still bring the carbon by doing the zrika sadam av pishen basar. So what do you mean to tell me that the tzitz is not meratza? When the mitzvah is your meratza, nish meratza, who needs the basar altogether according to Reb Lezer? And if Reb Yosi holds like Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, you only need the dam. Of course, lechet chila, you should have the basar, goes without saying. But if chas v'shon, the basar gets lost, it gets stomach, okay. Nishkevelech dam afal pisha ein basar, and so therefore I don't need the tzitz to be meratza al achilos. So it's not meratza as long as the tzitz is meratza on dam that becomes tamei. I don't care about the basar. Is zok tiyumara Reb Yosi can hold like Reb Lezer. Zok tiyumara ihochi lemay hilchasa ein tzitz meratza al achilos. What then do I need the halacha here? Reb Yosi says the tzitz is not meratza. I don't need the tzitz to be meratza because dam afal pisha ein basa. So to move the tamech, why are you only asking according to Reb Yosi? Let me ask according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer, the omrat tzitz, your meratza, the tzitz is meratza al achilois. What benefit do I get from the tzitz being meratza al achilois? Ki even the omrat dam, since Reb Lezer says dam afal pisha ein basar, so I don't need the basar. The basar is lost. The basar went into the omma. The basar is tameh. Who cares? Dam afal pisha ein basar. Sa tzitz merata lachilis my hilchasa. What do I need the tzitz merata for? It's a nice thing. It's wonderful. But it's an empty gesture. It's irrelevant vis-a-vis the halacha. Because according to Reb Lezer l'shitasoi, dam doesn't need the basar. So what do I need the tzitz to be merata on the basar for? Says the Gemara, you have a good point. But you are overlooking something. You think that the only purpose of tzitz meratz al achilois is to allow for the zrikas hadam. No, no. There are other reasons. Ela mikveh ei bepigul v'lafuki medei me'ila kamiflegi. What means the mikveh bepigul? As we learned many, many times in Seder Kodeshim, and we've had it already in Masechtas Pesachim, and Barry knows this on the tip of his tongue, when it comes to pigul, it's got to be pigul perfect. What means pigul perfect? It means that if you had another psul in the carbon, then you cannot be mafagal the carbon. What means mafagal the carbon? You have b'shas the shchita or b'shas the zrika. You have a machshava to go, for instance, to eat this carbon chutz lizmanoi. If that was the only bad machshava in the whole process, it would become pigol. And if you ate from this carbon chas v'shalom, yesh boi karis. But what happens if the carbon has another problem? It is possible b'yoytze. It becomes possible because it's nitma. It becomes possible for another, what other reasons? Zok the Gemara, then it's not pigul perfect. Because there are other psulim. It's got to be dafke, totally pigul, no other psul. Zok the Gemara, that if you have a situation where the basar of the carbon became tamei, and you have a situation where the Koyin, who's doing one of the four avoidais, had a machshava of pigul. Under normal circumstances, I would say it won't become pigul because I have another psul there. It's not pigul perfect. However, if I have a tzitz, which is meratza al achilois, according to Reb Lezer, it removes the tumma from the carbon. Guess what?
Pigul.
So this inyan of tzitz meratza al achilois, if you will, has a benefit, even though the benefit might look
negative
benefit, because now, unfortunately, if you were to eat from this carbon, then chas v'shalom is a din of course. But there's another inyan too, lafuki midei me'ila. What means midei me'ila? Again, you have the same carbon, it became tamei, and now I have, the kahanim certainly can't go and eat it. For instance, if you're talking about a carbon tzibor, or if you're talking about a carbon yachid, then the balim can't go and eat it. Can't eat it because it's nebuch tamei. Good. What happens if the tzitz is meratza? Tzitz is not going to help you to be able to eat it. But the tzitz will help you that it will take off the me'ila of this carbon. And therefore, what's going to happen now? If a person is going to be moil in this carbon, he will not have to bring the carbon asham me'ilois. What's the reason why? Rashi says, because the zrika, for instance, if you're talking about Kachi Kudishim, and that's the old Kabbalists of our Mishnah, or Kabbalists Sibra, old Kachi Kudishim, if you have the Zrika now transforms the Basar of the carbon into something which is mutter to the Kahanim. Until now, the entire Kachi Kudishim, the whole Behema, was all a Dinam Ila. However, once you do a good Zrika, then the Basar becomes mutter, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, the Kahanim are able to go and eat. Here, where we won't be able to go and eat, because unfortunately the basar became tamei. So therefore, l'chayra, it remains hadin of your moil behegdish. You're not allowed to eat it, so l'chayra,
you can't eat it. What do you mean? If the basar is tamei,
yeah.
What purpose is there to take?
If a kohen were to go and sell it, or if a kohen were to go use it to shmir, to have anah, he's going to use some of the fats or something like that on his saddle. Yes, Daniel, you have a question? Any one of those things, it would be a din of me'ila. Zok the Gemara, as a result of the tzitz being meratza,
it takes away.
So at least, even though you can't eat it, but at least there's no me'ila involved if chas v'shalom a kohen want to go be moil in this cart. Okay, so that's what they're kamiflegi. Reb Lezer sov meratza tzitzilavei, umishavalei kitohar, vikavalei bepigel, umapiglei midei me'ila. That's all fine and dandy. However, we didn't mention even for one moment, what about bringing it for a carbon? Could you go, and if you did a Zrika Saddam, will the carbon be kosher or not? Says Imar, it could very well be that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Lezer would both agree, Dam afal pisha ein basar. I don't need the tzitz to be meratza, to be metire, if you will, the shirayim, the basar, or the shirayim by the carb mincha, to go and say, oh, Now we can go and do the Zrika Sadan. I have the benefit of the tzitz, and the tzitz is Marata al-Achilais, and now I can go and do the Zrika Sadan, or I can go and do the Haktoris HaKemitza. No. You don't need any of that, because the tzitz is not Marata al-Achilais, according to Rabbi Yossi, and even according to Rabbi Lezer, the tzitz is Marata al-Achilais, but it's not for purposes of bringing the carbon, because you could do the Zrika Sadan without Ritzui Achilais, because at this point, the Gemara holds in both Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yossi hold, Dam afal pisha ein basar. Okay. So now, based on this, so far it would appear that the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yossi. Why did we think the Mishnah cannot go according to Rabbi Yossi? Because it said in the Mishnah that you can bring any of these five karbonos tzibur, even though you cannot eat from the basar or from the shirayim. And then we said, well, if Rabbi Yossi is going to go and hold that ein hatzitz meratza alachilois, no. So how can you go and bring the carbon? Doesn't Rabbi Yossi hold like Rabbi Yeshua? That Rabbi Yeshua holds you bein entirety. You need not only the dam, you also need the basar. Not only do you need the kmitza, you need the shirayim, and therefore this carbon will never be salvageable, and it's no good. How can you go and bring the carbon? Is the chayda mishnah the loy Rabbi Yossi? Says Imar, no. You started off with a faulty premise. You assume that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need tarti, meaning both the dam and the basar, and the basar and the dam, and the koimitz and the shirayim, and the shirayim and the koimitz. That is not the case. You do not need them after all, because Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Lezer, dam aval bishayin basar. I said, but the tzitz is not meratza. You don't need the tzitz to be meratza, because if you have dam aval bishayin basar, and if you have the kemitza aval bishayin shirayim, and if you have the levoina aval bishayin lechem upon them, you don't need it. You don't need the shirayim at all, because we hold, this is what the Gemara holds at this point, and Rabbi Yossi holds like a blazer, that dam afal pish ein basar. Frank the Gemara masks with Rabbi Meri. Nehi nami Rabbi Yossi sovik a blazer. Bishloim mizvachim ikadam. So now the Gemara goes through all the five kabbanas we have in the Mishnah, and the Gemara wants to see whether it all stims, whether it all works out. It's bishloim mizvachim ikadam. I understand how if Rabbi Yossi holds like a blazer, dam afal pish ein basar, we can go and bring the carbon and the base of Mikdash, because I have the dam. So by the zvachim means the latter two. Remember, we have five altogether. The latter two is the zivchei shal mitzibur. And the se'irei rashei chadashim, since I have dam, I the carbon became tamei. The tzitz is maratzuk, according to everybody, on the dam. That's not a problem. It's what about the shirayim? I don't need the shirayim. That's Rebbe Lezer's shita. The Rebbe Lezer holds dam aval bishayin basar, and since the Gemara holds Rebbe Yossi holds like Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yossi also holds dam aval bishayin basar. So therefore, zochim ikadam oimen nami ikakoymitz. You have the matir, you have the kmitza. I the shirayim atame. I don't care dam aval bishayin basar, kmitza aval bishayin shirayim. Lechem upon him nami ikam bezichin. You have the bezichin levoina. You have no lechem upon him. Doesn't make a difference. I got my bzicha levoina. But on the shtei lechem, I eat kolamei. What are you going to say about the shtei lechem? What over there do you have that is going to be brought as a matir for the carbon? I need something. Right, so tomorrow, my eat kolamei. Chitei the car of iman. Oh, I'll tell you. You know what the matter of the shtei halechem is? The matter is
the
zrika of the zivchei shalmei tzibur. So Timura, that's beautiful. In our list of five, we counted both the Shtei HaLechem as one, and the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur we counted as one of the five. But if you're telling me that the matter of the Shtei HaLechem, that's the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, so then both the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur are kosher because of the Zrika Sadam, and the Shtei HaLechem is kosher because of the Zrika Sadam and the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur, then you really have no right to go and count it as two. It's really one. Because what the Mishnah is telling you is that even though the Shirayim, unfortunately, is Tameh, I don't need the Shirayim. Why don't you need the Shirayim? Because I hold like Reb Lezer. And Reb Yossi holds like Reb Lezer. As long as the Matir is good, even if I have no Nitar, what's the Matir? Usually it's the Dam. Afal pishein baser. Usually it's the kmitza. Afal pishein shirayim. By the lechem upon him, I have the levoina, so I don't have the lechem upon him. It doesn't make a difference. I have the matir. Well, what is the matir by the shtei lechem? Oh, that's the zrika shal mitzvah mitzibur. But I already said the zibchei shal mitzibur, the zrika. I already said that by the zvachim ikedam. So I'm just repeating myself. And kin havalu arbo avanan chamish. It's not. Says the Gemara, you know, abandon all of that. Why don't we just say it's simple teretz? Elakasover Rabbi Yosi, just like Rabbi Yeshua, the Toma Hotra Betzibur, a tzitz from Hotra Betzibur. I don't need a tzitz to be maratza, not on dam and not on achilois and not on matirim and not on nitarim. Don't know the tzibur. Everything is fine, and that was the teretz that we gave. Why the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yeshua, and therefore makes no difference. Everything is tamei. The ganz klal Yisrael is tamei. The kabbalas are tamei. Toma Hotra Betzibur finished. Says the Gemara, that sounds like an easy teret, but it doesn't work. Why not Vatanya? What is this all about? This Echad Zeh B'Echad Zeh, if you look at the first wide line of Rashi, all the way in the bottom. Echad Zeh, Echad Koin Asoyer V'Sapora, it's talking about the Pora Duma. V'Echad Koin Gorob B'Yoyim HaKippurim, Shetunim Prishi Shivas Yomim, in the Lishkas Parhedrin. Both of them, they have to have every single day, for 7 days, the Hazor of the carbon of the chatas of the paraduma, while Rabbi Yosi said no, not all 7 days. In Mazanul of Elishishi Shlishi Ushvi Bilvad. Now everybody understands why Rabbi Yosi says Shlishi Ushvi, because that's what the Torah says. If a person becomes tamei, you do azos Shlishi Ushvi. Why does the mayor say all 7 days? So the mayor says Rashi, because the mayor says, what's the reason why we're doing the hazor? Because we're afraid that maybe the Kohen Gadol, without realizing either the Kohen Asayir V'Sapar or the Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippurim, maybe became tummy without even realizing. Unfortunately, he was walking the street, it was dark, he was thinking about the Daf, Rabbi Yeshua, Mit Rabbi Yosef, Mit Rabbi Lezer, and by accident, unfortunately, he was mal al mes, he touched a mess, and therefore became tummy. And if that happened, maybe it happened 3 days ago. So therefore, on the first day of the Prisha of the 7 days, go and do Hazor, because maybe today Hazor Shlishi Ushvi. Maybe it wasn't 3 days ago, it was only 2 days ago. Do Hazor on day number two. Maybe it's only 1 day ago. See, do Hazor on number three. And so on and so forth. That's why you have to do Hazor all 7 days. Rabbi Yosi said, no. We're not going to assume that he became Tomei, but just for Liyeser Se'es, Liyeser Oz, do Shlishi Ushvi, that's enough. But Frank Dimar, V'sol kadaita, because of Rabbi Yosi Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Lama li Hazor klal? Why are you even talking about Hazor? When you say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, means that everything is mutter, as if there is no Hilchos Tumah at all, with the exception of eating the carbon. But other than that, there's no Tumah. You're telling me the Klal Yisrael's Tumah? Makes no difference. The Klisharis Atame makes no difference. The Kahanim Atame makes no difference. Should I try to attempt to be Matire them? No, don't even bother. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur. Since one of the two cases of the Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh is talking about the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, B'Yom HaKippurim Kippurim, that's certainly a carbon which is brought B'tzibur and brought B'tumah. That being the case, why is Rabbi Yosi saying Dushli Shishvi? Rabbi Yosi is going to say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, forget about it. Says the Gemara, you're absolutely right. Muzduch sign that Rabbi Yosi holds that Tumah is the Chuyehi B'tzibur. And if Tumah is the Chuyehi B'tzibur, I got a big problem, according to Rabbi Yosi. What's my problem? Even if Rabbi Yosi holds that we know that Dam, Afal Pisha Ein Basar, that you don't have to have a nitter, it's enough to have a matir. And as long as the matir is tohar, how is the matir tohar as a result of the tzitz? Because the tzitz is meratza on the matirim. Only machloik is whether it's matir and meratza on achilois. But on the matir, for sure, it is meratza. Okay, so the matirim are all fine and dandy. But there's one case where there is no matir. Which is that case? The shtei halachim. No, of course it has a matter. It has a matter of the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. But our Mishnah rechnet for two times, both Zivchei Shal Mitzibur and Vishtei Alechem. So obviously it's not the same matter. Otherwise we'd only have four cases in the Mishnah.
Mishnah's counting Nitarim, not Matirim.
Oh, You want to give a teretz now?
I'm re-articulating the question. It's
if the Mishnah is talking about nitorim, then we're fine,
right?
Because you have both the sifchei shalom betzibur is a nitor,
right, exactly.
And the also the shnei lachem is a nitor. But since the Gemara asked the kasha, obviously the Gemara holds that we're talking about the matirim. If we're a matirim, we only got four, we don't got five, and therefore we got a problem according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara said, "Well, oh, Rabbi Yossi holds tumahutra betzibur, so you don't need matirim nitorim. Of course, you need a matir, but you don't have to worry about the tzitz being meratza on the matir on the nitor because tumahutra." But he doesn't hold too much of Tzibah. He says that you have to go and do Shlishu Shvi. It's a bazoi. He has to come onto the Tzitz, and therefore we got a problem because all of the Kabbalists here are Tmeyim in our Mishnah. All the other four, Dam Avu Pishein Basar, Levoin Avu Pishein Lechem Abanim. But what am I going to do with my Shtei Halechem? Oh, we have the Kivsei, the Shalmi Tzibur. I don't have the Shalmi Tzibur because I can't reckon that twice. In fact, the Mishnah does not like Rabbi Yossi. It does go according to Rabbi Yeshua, we ended, but it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yossi.
But Tumahutra Betzibur is just the Kohen Gadol being Tameh. Is that considered Tumahutra Betzibur?
Since he's the only one that's qualified.
So then you have to go and say
that the Kohen Gadol and the Skan and the Kohen HaMeshamish and the Kohen Sheovar, everybody that could and would and should bring the carbon, they all became Tameh. Chadish Kabreira. So, you more about it. I'm sorry, I didn't have a chance to look because we only finished the shir last night around 11 o'clock and then I had to go and pack and I had to go and start living with my son to prepare today's shir. So, anyway, but you're welcome to go and look up the profession. No, my pleasure. Okay, so the Oyet Vaita Omalira Popoli Abaya. Now we're going to go to the Braisa of yesterday, which was mind boggling because Rabbi Yossi said in the Braisa, I love Rabbi Lezer, I love Rabbi Shua, and I hold like everybody, but the Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua have a machloikis. You cannot go and hold like both of them. Is Otimasi Silik Rabbi Yossi Omalira Rabbi Yossi? What's the. Oh, Royani. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Third wide line. Omalira Popoli Abaya. Rabbi Yossi, shtore mezakeh lebeitreihu. This is an expression, and you find it very often in rabbinical literature, in the tshuvas, especially dealing in chosh and mishpat. Rabbi Yossi wants mezakeh the shtar to both individuals. In other words, you have, for instance, a malve and a loive, and the malve says, the loive didn't pay me. Malve, you're right. Loive says, I paid off the malve. What are you talking about? I have my evidence, my proof. Loive, you're right. How can they both be right? Right? That's a mass mitzvah rebbetzin. You're also right, right? I'm sure you've heard the story. So the question is, shtar mezak lebeitreihu, how can you go and say that both are right? The sanya. Let's look at the braisa again. Om Rabbi Yossi, roi ani es tibri Rabbi Lezer bezvachim. I think Rabbi Lezer is absolutely right when it comes to zvachim. And I like the Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim. And I agree with Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim. And I think that Rabbi Lezer is right b'menachas. And I agree to the Rabbi Yeshua b'menachas. And I agree to Rabbi Yeshua b'menachas. So let's see what they say. Divrei Rabbi Lezer bezvachim, I think he's right. Shoya oimer dam afel pisha ein basar. I like Rabbi Lezer, he's right. You only need the dam. If at the time of the zrikas adam, the basar is ovud, it's soruf, it's tameh, I don't care. I have my dam, that's all I need. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim. Shoya oimer im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says, if you don't have the basar, don't even think about doing zrikas adam. Obviously, a stira minei uvei.
Right.
And they have the same machlokes again by menachas. Dibre Rabbi Lezer, I love Rabbi Lezer by menachas. Shehaya oimer, koimitz afu pish ein shimara. As long as I have the koimitz is fine, I don't care about the shiraim. The shiraim can be ovid, sort of tummy, as long as I have my kemitza. Dibre Rabbi Shua by menachas. Shehaya oimer, im ein sham shiraim, ein koimitz. Im ein koimitz, ein shiraim. You have to have the shiraim. Rabbi Yossi, make up your mind. Do you hold like Rabbi Lezer? Do you hold like Rabbi Yeshua? You can't be mezakeh lishtar lebeitrei. So Gemara now is going to, from here till the Mishnah, the Amud Beis, try to figure out what did Rabbi Yossi really mean. Amalei, mistaver ka'amar. What he meant to say is the following. Kikoi bizvachim, when we're talking about that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua having a machloikas by zvachim, Amar, then Rabbi Yossi says, mistavra, Probably the same machloikis will also apply to mincha, just like we have a machloikis whether ein dam, ein baser, ein dam. We probably have the same machloikis by menachas as well. So when he said royani, it's not royani that I like Reb Lezer's psak or Reb Yeshua's shita. When he was saying royani, it appears to me my assumption and presumption is that the same machloikis by Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, by Zvachim. That's the same machlokes by Menachos, and the same way Kechne Bligi be Menachos, Koyim Menachos. When we're learning Mesechtes Menachos, Amar Mistaber Kechne Bligi Menachos Bligi Nam Bezvachim, and that's the Royani that just like the argument Bezvachim, the argument Menachos, just like the argument Menachos, the argument Bezvachim, and Sholem Al Yisrael. That's a pshat. Amalei, he said half of that works. Hatenach Koyim Bezvachim. Amar Mistaber Kechne Bligi Bezvachim Bligi Nam Menachos. That makes a lot of sense, because what's the whole basis of the machlokes we had yesterday? We are seeing baser v'adam dam ava bishen baser baser ava bishen dam, and then Reb Elezer said, but look at the end of the pasuk, v'dam zvachecha yishofech. Go and do the zrikas adam even without the baser. Yes, do zrikas adam, do zrikas adam. So that's all based by zvach. So you can go and say so tribyosi. Even though the source and the makor of their machlokes is all by zvachim, the same machlokes will apply also to menachos. Elas is imarki koyim b'menachos. The amr mistavra ki heichin de pligi b'menachos, pligi nami b'zvachim. Just like they have machlokes got menachos, they got the kmitza and the shirayim. That's the same machlokes by zvachim. For he could cry b'zvachim adichsivi. There are no psukim by menachos. It's all based on a binyanav. Just like I see by the halacha, there's a machloikis by zvachim. Do you have to have both the matir and the nitter? Same machloikis is also the gabi menachos. But to go and say, oh, just like the argument menachos, they also argue by zvachim. You know, that's ipcha mistaber. That's v'nahapachu. That doesn't make sense. So that's Yimar. Okay, forget about that pshat. I have a brand new pshat now. Eloi kasha. Royani is divrei Blazer bin nitma, the divrei Yeshua bi ovud v'sorv. I like Reb Blazer when he says dam. I, however, follow Rabbi Yeshua by Ovid Vesarf. And the Gemara explains. Benitma, my time, and why do I follow Rabbi Lezer? Mishum de Meratze Tzit. Oh, I have the benefit of the Tzit. That the Tzit says, even though this carbon, unfortunately, is Tomei, guess what? The Tzit will be Meratze on the Dam. And now I can bring the Dam. Oh, but it's not Meratze on Achilles. I don't care if it's Meratze on Achilles. Dam afu pishein basar. It sits as maratza. It's fine. Period. Now, what about Ovid Vesarif? Ovid Vesarif doesn't have the benefit of the tzitz. Tzitz is only noisei avoyna kodshim by tuma. So, since Rabbi Yeshua says there is no benefit of the tzitz over here, oh, then you have to have basar. When don't you need the basar? Dam afu pishein basar. When the karm became tamei, because the ritzay tzitz takes care of it. But if there are no Basar b'chlal, the basar got lost, it got soruf, it got burned, got ruined, it's not here anymore. Well, then I follow Rabbi Yeshua. I don't have the benefit of the tzitz being maratza, because the tzitz is only maratza on tuma. It's not maratza on ovud v'soruf, it's not maratza on achilas either, depending, of course, which mandiyama. Anyway, zork dimara, benitma maitamish maratzi tzitz. So the chori, this teretz works nicely. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says. I hold like both Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. I hold like Reb Lezer by nitma, bring the carbon dam afal pisha ein basar, have the benefit of the tzitz. But I hold also like Rabbi Yeshua, that if I'm missing the shirayim, if I'm missing the basar, then you gotta, that's ma'akif. I have to have the basar for purposes of doing this rikas adam.
Why would we bring the tzitz in Reb Lezer? I thought we didn't need him. In other words, we only need tzitz for pigol. And Mila, but we didn't need the tzitz for
that's according to Reb.
Reb Lezer.
That's Reb Lezer.
Yeah,
but who are we talking about now? We're talking Loit Reb Yossi.
Oh, Reb Yossi, of course.
We're saying that Reb Yossi holds like Reb Lezer in the case of Nitma, and he holds like Reb Yeshua in the case of Ovud V'Sorf. That just like Reb Lezer says, that if I have the benefit of the tzitz, it's Meratza on the Dam, on the Tumah of the Dam, even though it's not Meratza on the Shirayim, on the Basar, but according to Reb Lezer, as you pointed out, I don't need the basa.
Right.
So therefore, says Reb Yossi, Reb Lezer is 100% right. If I have a carbon that became tamei, even though the achilos become tamei, I don't care. That makes absolutely no difference to me. Because the tzitz is yomaratz and nishmaratz, achilos is only for purposes of Pigol and to remove from him the ila.
Right.
But as far as the bringing this rika sadam, it's limal of limoyed, it's irrelevant. But why does Reb Lezer hold then you can go and bring the carbon if it's tamei? Because I don't care about the shirai. I only care about the dam.
Yeah,
and as long as the dam and the tzitz is there, dam will be shein basin. Rabbi Yosef says, I agree. Right. Dam will be shein basin. But that's only becomes tamei. But if it is no shirayim whatsoever because it's ovid v'sarav,
right.
Oh, they don't have the benefit of the tzitz. And now I hold dam, you require the basar. Main basar ain't dam. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef is holding both like Rabbi Lazar and like Rabbi Yeshua, l'choyda, that's a good teretz. Didn't we say before Rabbi Yosef says ain hatzitz muratz al achilas, and therefore if Rabbi Yosef says ain hatzitz muratz al achilas, the Gemara assumes at this point that means that Rabbi Yosef holds that you have to have the basar, and if you have to have the basar, then how can you go and say that he also holds like Rabbi Lezer it's muratz tzitz? I don't have the shirayim for the tzitz to be muratz. And Rabbi Yosi requires that, even though Rabbi Lezer doesn't. It's my Eloi Kash Nishve. Royan is the Rabbi Lezer Betzibur. Royan is the Rabbi Yeshua Biyachid. Ah, that's the machloikis. That Rabbi Yosi says, I hold like Rabbi Lezer Betzibur. That what means Betzibur? Tzibur, since from a Hutra Betzibur. Forget about the shirayim. Forget about the bosa. The important thing is the dam. The important thing is the matir, the kmitza. Says Reb Yosi, I hold like a blazer betzibor, tuma hutra betzibor, or tuma tchuyihi betzibor. Makes no difference. The important thing is I hold like a blazer, the dam avo bishen bosa, because it's a carbon which is hutra or tchuyi betzibor. But Raya needs to Rebbe Shul Biyachin. If it's a private carbon bought by a private individual, you better make sure you have the basar there. The tzitz will not help. It won't be maratza. And there I will hold that ain basar, ain dam.
We have the
steretz already. We have the steretz already here on the top of the Yom. Yochem Betzibur. Exactly. Why Betzibur would be any different? Because Tumah Hutra Betzibur, which is like Toises said at the top, Pshat and the Rashi, remember, that can be Yochem Betzibur, Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Aha. So when it's a Yochid, I don't have the benefit of the Tumah Hutra Betzibur. I have to have the tzitz, but okay. I hold in that case, like Rabbi Yeshua, by a Yochid, that attack it's no good. There is no Tumah Hutra Betzibur. If you have ain basar, ain dam, no good. When do I hold like Rabbi Lezer that is good? Tumah Hutra Betzibur. So the Gemara, I got a problem. Chod the Shabbos later, Rabbi Yosi the Omer Tuma Tchuyehi Betzibur. That Rabbi Yosi, if you remember, that was the first wide line where Rabbi Yosi said Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Mazen Olav Shlishi Ushvi, including the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur. It's a Tuma Betzibur. Do the best you can. Try to be Metayrim. If why? Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Why do I have to do the Shlishi Shvi? So I said that Rabbi Yosi holds Tumah Dechuyehi Betzibur. So that doesn't stim. That's question number one. The Oid, I Betzibur, Rabbi Lezer Machshir, V'loy Rabbi Yeshua. It's only Rabbi Lezer that's Machshir, not Rabbi Yeshua. Ha Amris Betzibur Afil Rabbi Yeshua Moide. That was the top line that we looked at before. Eloi Kasha Kam B'Yochad Be Betzibur, that the Mishnah can't stim like Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds Tumah Hutra Betzibur. Everything Gemara Ella Nupshat Roya Nidiv Reb Lezer B'Diyeved V'Div Reb Yeshua Lechatchila. What's the din? Im Ein Dam Ein Basar. However, what happens if you already did this Rikas Adam and then you realize, not Im Ein Dam Basar. Im Ein Basar Ein Dam. Like Reb Yeshua says, if there's no Basar, the Basar became Tomei. If it's lost, if it's Sarif, Ein dam, don't do Zrika Saddam. That's Lechatchila. But what happens if you did the Zrika Saddam already? Then you hold like Reb Lezer. Then you would hold that dam, afal pisha ein basar. Freiti Mara, why are you saying that he holds like Reb Lezer b'diabed? Diabed afal Rabbi Yeshua nami moiduhu. Even Rabbi Yeshua is moid in a case of b'diabed. Diktoni, like we learned in the Braisa yesterday, moid Rabbi Yeshua shim zorak. Go back to the Braisa on the bottom of Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, the last three lines on the Amid, in the middle of the line, Disanya, this is Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, Disanya, Nitma Basar, Oisha Nifsal, Oisha Yasa Chutz Leklaim, there is no Basar, Reb Lezer Oime Yizrek, that's Reb Lezer Leshitasoi, Dam Afu Pisha Ein Basar, Reb Shua Oime Lo Yizrek, Im Ein Basar, ein dav. But that's only the chatchil umoider mishua shim zorak etzorza b'diavad. It's okay. So why does Rabbi Yossi say, "Oh, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua chatchil and main baser ein dav"? But I hold like Rabbi Blazer b'diavad. B'diavad, if he did the three, even Rabbi Yeshua holds that way. See, go across the board, Rabbi Yeshua. So this teretz l'chayru also doesn't work. And so therefore, we come now to our final teretz, which Baruch Hashem is going to work. Otherwise, this price doesn't make sense. How can you have a person be mezakeh l'shtar l'beitrei? Yeah, Rabbi Blazer is great, and Rabbi Yeshua is great. I agree to both of them. It's a chamachloikis. Everything more habitum, habit over the soruf. Aha. Rabbi Yossi holds a vada l'chatchila like Rabbi Yeshua. We want there to be basar. Em ein basar ein dam. What happens, however, if there's a problem with the basar? It depends what the problem is. Kiketoni moide Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yossi say, "I'm moide to Rabbi Yeshua"? Shem zorak hurtzo, like the brisa that we just quoted there on the Amud Beis. That's dafka benitma. Why do I hold benitma? It's okay. Because of the tzitz. The tzitz will be maratza. There is no basar. Even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that b'diavad it works, as we're going to see. Kiketoni moide Rabbi Yeshua shem zorak. Zorak means it was already nizrak. It's b'diavad. When did Rabbi Yeshua hold b'diavad it works? By nitma it works. Why does it work by nitma? Because I have the benefit of the tzitz. I don't have the benefit of tzitz lechatchila, because lechatchila in ein basar ein dam. However, if there was already a zrika, the basar became tame, and we already did a zrika, it's hurtza benitma based on that tzitz, says Rabbi Yossi. I agree to Rabbi Yeshua. I'll be over the sarif. Rabbi Yeshua would say lie. No good. Why no good? There's
no basar at all.
There's no basar at all. And I have to have at least basar, even if it's nitma. But I got to have something. If you look at Rashi on the top line, El Tavai B'yachvat, L'chachil V'adiyavit, V'hodik Tani, Im Zarakurtz, V'okim L'biyachvat, Hani Mila D'moyer B'yishua, B'diyavit Kishin Nitma, Do Allah Koi, Mishin D'Isa B'eina. At least it's here on the table. I can point to it. It came Tomei, Maskin. Ab Ovid V'sarav, Sinishdor, it doesn't exist anymore. If it doesn't exist, says Rabbi Yeshua, no good. Back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yeshua holds nitma is good of v'saruf loy. Ki kam Rabbi Yossi reneinis. The Ebrer Blazer b'diavad be ovid v'saruf. Says Rabbi Yossi, I agree to Rabbi Blazer in the case of ovid v'saruf, meaning that if we have a case of dam, and unfortunately there is no basar because it got lost or it got burned, I will hold like Reb Lezer in that case, that b'diavad it's kosher. Come to Chayth. We have now a three-way machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua and Reb Yossi. Reb Lezer holds in all cases that afal pisha ein basar dam. You can do the zrikas adam. It makes no difference what happened to the basar. If it became nitma, if it became ovud, if it became sorof, I don't care. Dam afal pisha ein basar. Rabbi Yossi says, not Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yeshua says, Chulila, im ein basar ein dam. Don't even think of doing the Zrika Sadam. Now that machlokes, of course, is lechatchila. What about now b'diavad? Well, that's now machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, where Rabbi Lezer says, b'diavad, madach lechatchila works, that I don't have to have the basar, then certainly b'diavad it works. Yeah, I don't need the basar ever. Dam av bishayin basar. Says Rabbi Yeshua, no. I will come and agree with you, Rabbi Lezer, partially. The b'diavad it will work, benitma, but not by ovid v'saruf. Oh, so machloik between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua lechatchila. Machloik between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua also b'diavad in the case of the ovid v'saruf. Nitma, they both agree, but the evidence works. Of the service of machlekes, says Rabbi Yossi, I agree to Rabbi Yeshua the chatchila. You have to have baser. Em ein baser ein dam. However, what happens b'diavad? B'diavad, Rabbi Yeshua holds only by nitma. I love Rabbi Yeshua. I hold the chatchila. Rabbi Yeshua is right. Em ein baser ein dam. Don't do the zrika. But b'diavad, if it's nitma, I agree to both of them. Why do we agree about it? Because everybody agrees by nitma that tzitz is maratza, no problem. But what happens of the v'saruf? Then we part ways with Rabbi Yeshua. Then I favor Reb Lezer. That Reb Lezer says, b'diavad it works. Even be ovid v'saruf, Why? Because b'diavad, even I agree, says Rabbi Yossi, dam afal pisha ein basar.
It seems like we pass on to Yeshua here, though, and normally, I thought you said yesterday, Rabbi Yossi, no, Mukayimo,
normally Rabbi Yosef Mukimoy, but doesn't mean that every time. I don't know about this case, we'd have to look up in the Rambam. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not Negel HaMaisa today. Okay. Hopefully by Pesach it'll be Negel HaMaisa. But yes.
We completely ignored Yotze.
Yeah.
Yotze kind of dropped out of discussion.
Yotze, it left.
It left. Right. Exactly.
What's the same output?
Yeah.
Over means like gloss, you know where it is. Yotze, you know where it is. It's just, it's puzzled because
it's
Yotze.
Not here.
Right, it's not here. I assume it's the same halacha as Ogin Asarif, even though the Gemara doesn't mention it. You're right. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we end for the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Taka holds both like Rabbi Yeshua and like Rabbi Lezer. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua lechatchila, and he holds like Rabbi Lezer b'di'evan in the case of the Ovid v'sarf. Fine.
So he holds like Rabbi Lezer b'di'evan across the board.
Why?
Because Ovid Sarf and Nitma.
For sure. But what about lechatchila?
Achachil is
all the Rabbi Yeshua. Like now, from the Mishnah Baruch Hashem until the end of the Omid Baruch Hashem is easier. I wouldn't say it. Much easier, but it's easier Baruch Hashem. As you'll see. Look the Mishnah. It continues on in the same inyanim that we were talking about until now. Now we're talking about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach. The Iker by Korban Pesach is the Achila. Ishlefi Achloi Tochoisu Avhaseh. Says the Mishnah. Nitma basar, the chil of kayim. What happens if the basar becomes tameh and the emer and Baruch Hashem are tahirim? Einoi zoyrikas adam. Don't do the zrikas adam because the whole purpose of the zrikas adam is for
the basar.
The basar is tameh. And of course, we're talking about a karben yachid over here, not a karben tzibur. Karben tzibur, we already learned. In other words, when I say karben yachid, Pesach is always a karben tzibur because it's brought by knufia. What I mean is that the tumah was only by Yankel Smith. It wasn't by the masses of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it's not a tumah hutra b'tzibur. There's no tzibur over here.
A private tumah
by one chabura. They were tameim. Now we got a problem with the basar and with the gavris, gavra and the heftza, like Barry always likes to say. So nitma basar v'chel of kaim in azir kusadam. Don't do azir kusadam because this carbon cannot be salvaged because it cannot be eaten. Nitma hachelif. Oh, the chaylev has a problem with it. That's tummy. But the basar baruch Hashem is okay. Then zrikas adam. Then you can do the zrikas adam to me matir the basar. I have a nitter, and you can eat the nitter and basar kaim, and that's
the
ikar pesach.
Other emorim too.
Sorry.
You have the emorim too.
And the emorim became tummy.
No, just the chaylev.
Chaylev slash emorim. Chaylev all pertinent, all attached thereof.
Exactly.
Pertinent there too.
Exactly. In this case, it's synonymous. That's only by Karban Pesach. Umgdoshim ain't okay. By Shar Kodshim, that's not the case. El afal pishe nitma habosar v'achil of kayim zoyrikas adam. Even though the bosar became tamei, you can still do zrikas hadam. You can still do zrikas hadam. One second.
Sounds like Rabbi Yossi and
it's our
like,
mission.
Is it like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Yeshua? No.
Yeah, it's
So let's look at Rashi. Umagdashim ain't a kain Rashi in the middle. In fact, let's start the Rashi from the beginning. Nitma basav chayil of kaim ain't a zorikas adam. Afila Rabbi Lezer the ikar pesach lachilas adam kaasi. It comes to achila. So even though Rabbi Lezer normally holds, as long as there's dam afal pish ein basar, that's by your karm chatos, and that's by your karm otsham, and that's by your karm oila, that's by karm all the other kabbanis shlam. But here we're talking about a karm pesach. If you have no basar, you have no dam, because the whole thing, the whole purpose is to eat. Uh-huh. So even kodesh bless. Umudoshim enikem. I feel Rabbi Shua. Shafilu nitma basar v'chilav kayam zoyrik es hadam. Why can you be zoyrik the dam? I, the basar became tamei. Don't they always hold im ein basar ein dam according to Bishua? The tarti ikka. Although we always talk about im ein basar ein dam, there's another alternative too. Im ein emurim ein dam. Meaning, the tarti ikka. You have a matir and you have a nitter. You have a matir v'shirayim. Shadam matir emurim l'mizbech. And that's, see, Rashi also emurim and chelim. Yeah. The point is that even though we keep on saying im ein dam, ein basar ein dam,
A nitter, a matter, is really the correct formula.
Exactly. And therefore, as long as there is a kosher nitter somewhere, you can go and do the dam. What's the kosher nitter? the chaylev, the aymeren, those are kosher, then you can go. When I say kosher, meaning that they are tahoyrim, they're not tmeim, and therefore you can go and do these rikas adam, lichat chila, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Fine. So if anybody tries to stump you on trivia and says, give me a case according to Rabbi Yeshua, by Karmen Yochid, not by Karmen Tzibur, by Karmen Yochid, that you can go and do the Zrikas Adam, afal pisha ein basar, and you say, ein basar ein dam, Yeshua is very resolute about that, Rabbi Yeshua agrees, the chetchila. So, yeah, well, even though there's no basar, but as long as they are emur in which are tohar, you can still do the Zrikas Adam lechetchila, because I have with me a nitter and a matir, no problem.
Okay. Pesach is only the achila.
That's the first part. That's we're now talking about the mukdashim. As far as the achila is concerned, you're absolutely right. Yeah. In the reisha of the Mishnah, it says that if the basar became tamei, ein azarik kasadam. It's mukdashim shar kachem ein akein el afu pishan it my basar zarik kasadam because the achila of kai may have the imburim. Exactly like you're saying. Ruchem to you. Now Rav says something which is very perplexing. Rav Gino Marav. Let's go back to Karban Pesach. Remember, what happened? The Basar became Tameh. What does the Mishnah say? Einoy Zoyrikas Hadam. What do you have to do? You have to bring a brand new Karban Pesach. So, Rav Gino Marav, what happens in Mzorak? What happens if you didn't realize, and you did this Rikas Hadam, and then you realize, the Basar became Tameh, it's a kosher Karban. Right? Kosher Karban? From Inan Achila. You have to go and eat the Karban Pesach. Says Rav, Achila Le Ma'akfa. You gotta eat it. That's only the mitzvah. What Tanya had a brisa earlier on. The word michsas means you total up the number of individuals. Okay, so you have to menuya. I would say, okay, I didn't listen. I didn't shaloy le menuya. No. The Torah repeats it twice. Where is it repeated twice? The michsas nefashos. And to choisu, it's gotta be for the menuyim. It cannot be for any menuyim. The iskish oichlin menuyim. And we know the oichlin have the same din of menuyim, because it says ishlafi ochloi to choisu. So I have now a hekish. And therefore the halacha is, you have to go and shecht on behalf of people that are oichlin. What happens if you have people that are only 119 years old and cannot eat? Or only people that are choilim in the ICU unit, unfortunately, and they cannot eat. If you go and shecht exclusively on their behalf, no good. So, Ibazoi, what's going on over here? It's ma'akiv. Achila is ma'akiv. How does Rav say? B'diavad imzara kortza. Says Yimayel, Rav di omakirim nasin. Di omakirim is psochon le ma'akva. There is one yachid out there in the wilderness, Rav Nasan. He holds that achila psochon is not ma'akiv. And Rav goes like him. Where is this Rav Nasan? I don't remember such Rav Nasan. Ilei ma'ar Rav Nasan desani from the following vice. Rav Nasan oimer. Theoretically, what happens if all Klal Yisrael bring one single carbon Pesach? Says the Menasin, there would be Yotze. How do I know? Tamlay, because it says in the post, Vishachto Oisai. Kol Kehal Adas Yisrael Bein Aboyim. You just shecht Oisai, one carbon Pesach. Gans Kol, Eid Yisrael, everybody's Yot. Fedi Mavchi Kol HaKol Sheikhtin, Fal Ein Sheikhtin El Echad. What do you mean, Vishachto Kol Kehal Adas? El Malamich Kol Yisrael, Yotze Mepesach Echad. Now, I ask you, is there enough to go and feed God's Klal Yisrael?
One very big set.
And everybody has to have a minimum of a kazayis. You got 600,000 people, you got 1.2 million people, you have 12 million people. How are they going to use one set? So what do I see from this? Obviously, Rav Nasan holds that Achil is not Ma'akiv. Frey Timur, what's the right? Till Mashani Hosam, the Mem Shechi Hani, Chozlahani, Mem Shechi Hani, Chozlahani. What the Gemara is saying is, no. Maybe Rav Nasan holds that Achila is Ma'akiv, but he's using another form of what we would call the Hoyel Svara. What's the Hoyel Svara? That you're right. On a practical level, when you have hundreds of thousands of people, they're not going to be able to all eat a kazayis from a carbon Pesach. However, let's talk on the theoretical level. You might be able to convince the vast majority of the people to refrain from eating. They'll all be moishach. As you know, when it comes to Karm Pesach, you can remove yourself from the menuyim list until the zman of the shechita. So what happens if theoretically 99.9% would remove themselves and only leave 10 or 20 Jews left, then they'd all be able to go and eat. Okay, yeah.
Only that tenth of a percent is Yotzei with that Korban Pesach.
Fine. And with that tenth of a percent, maybe they're going to be the ones that are Nimshach. Therefore, it's going to be another 0.1 of a hundredth of 1%. Or maybe they'll be Nimshach, so it'll be the other guys. In other words, every one of Klal Yisrael theoretically might be one of the few remaining individuals that would be able to go and eat from this Korban Pesach. And based on this theoretical possibility, says Reb Nosson, that's already enough. The fact that everybody could have, would have, should have had a right to go and eat, even though the Maisa practically they won't, but they could have, theoretically, that's already enough. However, in our Mishnah, we're talking about the Basar's Tameh. If the Basar's Tameh, you cannot eat it. So what's the Raya to Reb Nosson? What's the Raya that Reb Nosson holds that Achila is not Ma'akev? Reb Nosson holds that Achila is Ma'akev, but it doesn't have to be a practical level Achila. A theoretical Achila is also enough. But a case where it's Tameh, even Reb Nosson would agree. If you do this Rikas Adam, it's still no good. Says Yomar Elah Reb Nosson. I have a brand new Reb Nosson. This I a new price. Nimnu Olav Chibur Achas. What happens if you have one Korban Pesach, 25 people signed up, and there's exactly 25 kezesim to this seh, and everything is great. And before we even have a chance to go and shecht, v'chazvin nimnu Olav Chibur Achas. Another 25 people jump in, and they add themselves to the list. Unfortunately, there will not be a kezayis for them. Says the Brice, Rishonim Sheishlam Kazayas Oichlim, Up Tura Melas Pesach Shani, they'll be able to eat. Achronim Sheilam Kazayas, Ein Oichlim, Chayom Las Pesach, they're going to have to make a brand new Pesach Shani if they don't have the food to eat. That's the top
cut. So first come, first serve.
No, because, well, it is, but it's because these are Menuyim that signed up and we knew in advance that this
exhausted the
Vah. Why would that a man?
We didn't ask any questions. Everybody's busy. Yirotzen let the achila the shechita should be kosher.
What's this Pesach Sheni thing? If you're Berchoka or Tamei, they're not.
It's a form of oinus. What the Gemara is saying is that they thought that they were doing it properly and correctly, and only to find out.
So the Pesach wasn't really on top of it.
Well, maybe he was the one that was shechting. Maybe I don't know. Reb Nosson
oinus. Had to tell him. You count me any.
And nobody told him, and that's why.
But we're then they went to Yotze.
No, as long as they're on the register, there doesn't have to be oral.
Register, they actually had
a
written.
Yeah, Menuhim, yeah, exactly. Register down, just like we want to have here, make sure that we have 10 people for davening. Okay. Got to write them all down in advance who's coming, who commits themselves. People committed themselves. Reb Nosson Oimer, Eilu vi Eilu Pturim Milasis Pesach Sheni, Shekvar Nizrik Adam. Since the Zrikas Adam already took place, and only now the Rosh HaChabur realizes there are 50 people instead of 25 people, no, it's already too late. Both of them are potter, and even the second group do not have to go Pesach Sheni. Oh, so therefore, what do I see? Nachum will contribute Nosson, even though the second guys are not going to be able to eat. Achil is not ma'akev. Feiti markati dil mishani chosam di memshchi hani chosluhu. Maybe it's the same svara as before. That what's the reason why all of them are yoytze? Because theoretically, if the first group would say, you know, I have a stomachache, I can't eat, you guys go and eat instead. So theoretically, if they're Nimshach, then they could go and take over. So that being the case, it's the same teretz as before. You still don't have a raya that Reb Nosson holds Achila is not ma'akev. He holds Achila is ma'akev. The only thing is that it doesn't have to be on a practical level, even a theoretical, a higher level is already enough. So tomorrow, Im Kain, if that's the case, how did this braisa end off? Reb Nosson says, "Eilav pturim milas pesach sheni shekvar nizrak hadam." Im Kain, listen, hoyul uruuyim li moshech, my shekvar nizrak hadam. The reason is not because your nizrak anishner. The reason is because they can go and be moshech. They could have been moshech at any time. Shema mina bedam tal yemilza. So I see very clearly, avachil loy miakva, according to Reb Nosson, and therefore when Rav Taitched our Mishnah, and he said, "B'diavad im zorak, it's hurtza aliba de Reb Nosson." For eighty more, my doichet the Rav, the Michael of Masnisin lechachila. For Reb Nosson, no, you could rabbanu afil b'diavad nami. The Gemara asks such a simple question: did we ever hear of this from Reb Nosson until now? Never. Hashem Nosson v'Hashem Lokach. We never had this Reb Nosson until now. Yeah, I'm not about, but not in our sugya.
Yeah.
We always were taught from the beginning of the Masechta, Korban Pesach, Achila is Ma'akev, Tochoisu, Michsas Nefoshos, Ishlefi Ochloi. All of a sudden, Mekibtzi Mepthanaya, Reb Nosson. It would have been much simpler to learn Pshat in the Mishnah simply that Nitma HaBosar, Eina Zoyrikis Adam, and you're stuck don't even think about this Korban Pesach, bring a brand new seh and start shechting, because there's nothing to talk about. Achila is ma'akev, and that's why don't do this rika. Why does Rav Kilo Amarav say, Im zora kurtza? No! Go and say that even if you'd be zoyrik, im medievit, loy hurtza, no good, forget about it. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Rav masnisa kashise. Rav was bothered by the lashon of the Mishnah. Amai, instead of Tani, Amai Tnan, why does it say in the Mishnah that if you have Mabas Vechid of Kaim, Ein Azarik Zadam, list the apostle, make it much simpler. Go and say, Basar is Nitma, even according to Reb Lezer, everybody would agree, Ein Basar, Ein Dam, because by Karban Pesach, the Iker is the Achila. Why does it say Ein Azarik Zadam? By the fact, Elishmamina, Ein Zoyrik means Lachatchila, don't be Zoyrik. But what happens if you were Zoyrik already and now you're saying, is it kosher, is it not kosher? Then it would be kosher. Who is that? Shapidami, and it goes according to Reb Nosson. That was what forced Rav to say that our Mishnah is a Das Yochid like Reb Nosson, because of the wording in the Mishnah, that Ein Zoyrik is a Dam, instead of just saying, it's possible, finish, it's possible.
But would they be Yosher Korban Pesach, these people? But there's a torture, there's a korban, whatever is...
According to Amnasin, Achila Loi Ma'akva.
They don't, and they fulfill the Nachayv Kares.
Exactly right.
No. If the Achila is not... Maybe yes, maybe no.
Nachayv Kares, it's torture, according to Amnasin, that's it, they're done.
They're done.
Come back next year.
They better go and eat extra pieces of matzah, or extra pieces of fish, because they're not going to get from the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, unfortunately, is coming. What is he going to do with this pasuk ishlo fi achloi? I don't need that the Korban Pesach has to be. It's not the chetza, it's the gavra. The gavra has to be the lachila. After all, it says ish lefi achloi. The ochlo, the person who's the ochel, the eater, he's got to be chazil achila. But I don't really care whether the Korban Pesach is roi, nishroi, b'diavad, it's kosher. Now you have again these mixed machshavas over here. Somebody shechted the korban leoichlav for all the people that are able to eat. Baruch Hashem, gezuntim, mentioned people menuyim, oichlen, mulim, wonderful guys. However, by the zrikas adam, the kohen that was zorik had in mind shaloi leoichlav. What's the halacha? HaPesach atzmi is kosher. The korban Pesach is kosher, even though I had a zrika shaloi leoichlav. That's terrible, shaloi leoichlav. It's got to be leoichlav. Ish lefi ochle tchoysa leseh. No, it's still kosher. V'onim yoytze v'dei chavosei. But how can you? You just said zrika shaloi leoichlav. I'm sorry? Look carefully. It says that the Korban Pesach is still kosher. But if I was Zoyrik, Shaloi Li Oichlev, people that cannot eat, doesn't that destroy the Korban? Ishlefi Ochle to Choyz Alaseh?
How
can you? And what was the answer? I thought the answer was it was kosher
because
it was on the Shechita that was Tala.
Rabbi Shai, you're mechamed to the Gemara's teretz. But in the meantime, the Gemara assumes that Shechit and Zrika are both the same thing. It's got to be Li'oichlav, and it still says that it's kosher. Kiman neighbor Reb Nosson, even Rabbanan, L'chayis Reb Nosson, because Reb Nosson says that Achid is not Ma'akim anyway. So you had a Machshava Shalei Li'oichlav. You shouldn't have had a bad Machshava like that. Clap Al-Chait a few times. But the Korban is kosher, because Achid is not Ma'akim. So Timono Afilat Tim Rabbanan. Why? Like Brother Shai said, Ein Machshavas Oichlan Bezrika. The din of having the proper machshava oichlen and shaloi loichlen, that's got to be all shechita based. Because ishlefi achloi techoisu. And what Man the Omer said, techoisu means beloshin sursi, a loshin shechita. It's all shechita based. What he had in mind, bezrika, is leimal of leimayit. And therefore, this price can go even according to the Rabban. Mantan lahoritzan Rabban, I have another price. Harisha yechoyle b'shas shechita. At the time of the shechita, that was the person who was the ICU, when they shechted, he could never eat a Korban Pesach. He never even think about eating a Korban Pesach. And Baruch Hashem, a miracle of miracles, zechon b'shas rika. By the time they got the zrika, 5 minutes later, or half an hour later, whenever they did zrika, Baruch Hashem was cholim. Cholim means that he was healed. He was now healthy. Or forget, Chol B'Shas Shechita, he was healthy at the time of Shechita, but Chol B'Shas Rika. A few minutes later, Nebuchadnezzar was taken to the hospital. Ein Shech L'Zorkan Olav, Achi Chol B'Shas Shechita, Achas Rika. It's got to be from the beginning to end. Got to be Shechita's Rika. Whole time Shechita, Achas Rika. Got to be an Ochel. Come on, name it Rabban, he will learn Reb Nosson, because according to Reb Nosson, the Achil is like Ma'akva. Afil the Reb Nosson, like Reb Morris said before, Reb Nosson holds, Gavr the Chozel Achila Be'inon. The Pasuk says, Ish Lefi Ochel, the Ish Lefi ochloi, he has to be an ochel, a person who's right. I don't care about the Korban Pesach itself, says Rav Noah, and even the Korban Pesach is tamei, it's fine, echilim akva. But the person has to be ro'i lachila. Fine. Man tan lahad tan rabban. Who's the tan of the following? Price the shachta betara. Viyakach nitmu habalim. We have over here the shchita took place betara. Before the zrika took place, the balim became tamei. In between the shechita and the zrika, how did that happen? The balim were, unfortunately, they were there and they were at levaya and nebuch. They all became tam. They should have all been inside the azara, but they sent their shliach to go and do the shechita, and they were all in oil and mess, and they were all busy chaver kedisha people. They all never became tamei. So between the shechita and the zrika, yizorik hadam mitahara, go and do the zrika sadam. After all, the dam didn't become tummy, the balam became tummy. So do the zrika fine. While yoichel basar mitum, and this, they shouldn't go and eat the basar. So freit yimara kiman, who does this go according to? Omer Reb Lozer, b'machloik ishnu yim Reb Nosin. Oh, this is Reb Nosin, because Reb Nosin says the fact that these balam won't be able to eat the carbon. Achila loy ma'akva. So even though they won't be able to eat because the balim are tmeim, okay, zorik adam etara, go and do the zrikas adam. Just don't go and eat the basim because they're tmeim. Reb Nosin says achila loy ma'akva. Reb Yochanan afil teimer abonani. Hachem ma'yiskinen betzibur. It's not that this is a private one carbon for 25 minuyim. This is a carbon for Klal Yisrael. In other words, Gans Klal Yisrael became Tomei in between the Shechita and the Zrika. That's a very hard case to find. Gans Klal Yisrael, the Shechita, Zrika. Says Rashi, it's talking about the Nebuch, the Nossi, the Melech passed away, and everybody went en masse to the Levaya, and they were under, and they were in a chapel which held Kanayin Hara, a million people, or everybody got close to the mess and all touched it. It's a messy situation. Anyway, so who is there in the Azara? There are three people in the Azara still doing the Avoida, the Shechita, the Zrika, and all that. But everybody else then became Tomei between the Shechita and the Zrika. Now, fill betumanami avdi. It can go and bring the carbon even betumah, because after all, tumah to mitzibur. Zokti Yomara, so if you're talking about that they can do the zrika because tumah to mitzibur, I mitzibur amai in a basar nechal betumah. Then why can't you go and eat the basar? After all, we said in our Mishnah, the five karbonos you cannot eat. But the pesach shabbat betumah, nechal betumah. So why can't you go and eat it? Says you are nai gzeira that we never heard about before. What happens if next year the melech is going to die and they're all going to become tamei after the zrika? So therefore the shechita and the zrika were done at the time that they were tehoidim. They became tameim after the zrika.
Time means everything.
The yoyim, they're going to say, "Ishtakid loit nitmanu v'yachalnu." Don't remember that last year when they brought the carbon pesach, we were all tameim. And guess what? And we all ate up the carbon pesach that night, and we ate it up heartily mit der geschmack. It was nechel ala soiva. Sashinami nechel, and we'll do the same thing this year. V'loyadi, and they don't realize the ishtakid last year ki is darik dam balam tmeim hava, and therefore tumahotra b'tzibur, and tumahotra b'tzibur you're allowed to go and eat the karm pesach. But this yehashta balam at the time of the shechita and the zrika, they were tahoirim hava. So this wasn't brought bitumah. This was a normal carbon Pesach.
Betahara.
You're not allowed to go and eat from it. Because of this concern, that 2 years in a row, that you might have the Nasi dying one time between the Shechita and the Zrika, and the next time between the Zrika and the Achila, subsequently, because of that, say, you know what? Don't go and eat. Everything is, the carbon is kosher, everything is fine, but don't eat from it, even in the first case. With this, we have concluded Reb Rav, that we asked why, not why. What was the makor that Rav said pshat in our Mishnah that only lechatchila if the basar is tamei ain't a zayrik, but b'diavad if the zrikas adam took place, it's orza. Ay, didn't we say b'abayin achila? Because it couldn't from nasin that achila loy ma'akva. The Gemara now gives a second teretz along the same lines. V'boyesema, not the Rav holds like Reb Nosson. Rav holds like Reb Yeshua. What does Reb Yeshua hold? The Sanya. Reb Yeshua Oimer. Kol hazvachim sheba toira, other than Korban Pesach. Bein shenitma basar v'chilev kayim. Bein shenitma chilev v'basar kayim. Zoyrik es hadam. This is Rabbi Shua holds that even though I hold em ein baser, ein dam, ein baser, but if at least if I have an emurin, I have a nitter, then that's fine. The chelav daimurin, as long as one of them is kaim, we're okay. Like we learned in our Mishnah, like Rashi said, even Rabbi Shua would agree, as long as you have some nitter, the matter is good, and the you can go and bring the carton. This looks smart. It's called the vachshim b'toy b'chinit, my boss b'chelav kaim b'chinit b'chelav boss kaim. Sorry, because no problem. Except for Nozir v'Oisa Pesach. Until now we didn't bring Nozir. And in fact the top Toisis says take out the word Nozir because it's only a din in Karban Pesach. However, Rashi says that Nozir has the same din as the Karban Pesach. That what? That Achila is mi'akev by a Nozir. Where do we find that? Says Rashi, because we find by the Nozir that the Torah is makbid that he has to go and take se'ar roish nizroi v'nosan alo eish underneath the dud in which they are cooking the shlam in the azar itself. So you gotta go and cook that shlam. And not only that, you have to go and take the zroya that cooked, the zroya b'shelim in an aisle, and you have to go and do a tenufa of the hainif, and then you give it to the kohen. So therefore... Oh, very good, very good.
No, sir, of the...
beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
60-1.
Beautiful. So now the Gemara, so Rashi says, that's what the Gemara means to say, that by Nozir also the Achila is Ma'akiv, because you got to go and cook in the Azor, and you have to give the Zorin B'Shelet to the Koyin to eat. So, it's just like the Karban Pesach. Toisin disagrees, it's a Machloikis. Anyway, what happens over there? Let's talk about Karban Pesach, that's our familiar subject. Nit Machelu V'Bosar Kain, Zorin K'Zadam, no problem. However, nitma bas mechelav kaiyim ein zorik kazadam, because the ikur by the baser is achila. But what happens b'diyevavim zorak? You did this rikas adam. Never the baser is tamei, but you did this rikas adam. Or nitmu abalim b'meis lo yizrek v'im zorak. So let's go back. V'im zorak. If you did this rikas adam, it's hurtza. It works. Let's go back to Rav Gidol Amarav. What did Rav Gidol Amarav say? Right after the Mishnah, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav im zorak. Hurtza, just like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua could be the author of our Mishnah. Look at the second part of Rabbi Yeshua, starting in the fifth line. By Nozivo Isa Pesach, Nit Mechelev Ubasar Kayim, Zerik Zadam. Nit Mebasar Vechelev Kayim, Ein Zerik Zadam. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Nit Mebasar Vechelev Kayim, Ein Zerik Zadam. Nit Mechelev Ubasar Kayim, Zerik Zadam. Word for word the same, just inverted. Right? Here it's talking about Nitmabasa first, Nitmachela first. It's the exact same thing. But what does the same Rabbi Shua hold? That's only the Chatchila Ein Zerik Zadam. V'im Zorak, if you already did the Zerik Zadam, even though the Basar is Tamei, Hortza. That's what Rabbi Gidol Amarav said. Im Zorak, Hortza, word for word. What's the reason why? Because Rabbi Nosson holds, and our Mishnah holds, and Rav holds, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, that Achila Eina Ma'akev, Achila is not Ma'akev. So when everybody tells you, come on, Ikar B'Karban Pesach is Achila, they're absolutely right. But there's a very strong minority opinion of Reb Nosson, Reb Yeshua, and Rav, Tanuhu Palik, Rav also, and Rav said that's Pshat in our Mishnah, that's why the Mishnah says Eina Zorik Zadam, it doesn't say Pasul. But finally, Nitma Balam Mes Chasashom, the Balam became Tomei, not the Chetzah, the Gavra became Tomei, Lo Yizroik, V'im Zorak, Loi Hortza. Of course, we're talking about a Karban Yochid, we're not talking about the Rabim. If the Balam of a particular Karban, they became Tomei, don't do the Zrika Zadam. And even if you did the Zrika Zadam, Loi Hortza, because since Gavra Loi Chazi, everybody agrees, Ishlefi Ochle, the Gavra has to be Chazi La Achila. So bottom line is, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Rav Gidol Amarav says, it's either Reb Nosson, or it's Rabbi Yeshua, but both of them hold the same thing that Achila Le'ena mi'akeves. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisai Zagi Bench. Thank you.